This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 55, How to Guarantee Your Success. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, my friends. How are you all doing today? I hope you are doing very well. I am so happy. I am so pumped. I am so excited to be here today. Oh, I have a lot to celebrate. Lots and lots of things have happened the last couple of days, and I'm going to share with you. First off, I got an email announcing that I had reached 1,000 downloads of my podcast. Like, I was so happy, and I actually shared that on social media. So if you haven't seen that yet, go to my Facebook and see the post celebrating the 1,000 downloads on the podcast. Also, on the back of that, the next day, I got a pitch from someone who found me on Apple Podcast, and he was pitching me his services, and he wants me to buy his service to get more downloads. And he said he found me because my podcast was ranked the top 3%. I'm like, what? And so I actually did a screenshot of that email and I put it on Facebook as well, because I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so mind-blowing. And I am so excited that people are finding me, my podcast, and they are reaching out to pitch me their services. So it's almost unbelievable that I actually started this podcast in November. So my coach, Brooke Castillo of the Life Coach School, she teaches us life coaches as we build our businesses. And she says, if we decide to go down the route of creating a podcast, she told us that for the first 2 years of a new podcast, nobody's listening, just you, the podcaster, listening to your podcast. So I came into this with that expectation. Like, I'm in this all in. Like, I wasn't going to start this just for short-term gains, right? So now that I am at 1,000 downloads, I'm like, wow, oh my goodness, I am so excited, I'm so grateful, I am so humbled to be experiencing this level of success. And all that is thanks to you. So far, we have over 70 five-star reviews. We have reviews from the US, Canada, the US, the UK, Ireland, Sweden, Norway. Like, it just blows my mind. And that's thanks to you, because I remember when I started this podcast, I was encouraging you to leave me a review. And many of you have done that. And I am deeply, deeply grateful, because you went out of your way. Like, it takes time, right? I know it takes 2 to 3 minutes to find Apple Podcasts, find the podcast, and go write your review. So for you to take your time to actually write the review, it fills my heart with so much joy and gratitude. And so to celebrate and to thank you, I decided to give you a chance to win $1,000. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Yes. So I'm going to, all of you that have written me a review, you're going to be put into a draw. I'm going to select one person randomly to win $1,000. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Find the details in the show notes. If you have not left me a review yet, what are you waiting for? Go leave me a review so you get your chance to win $1,000. I'm so excited. The winner will be announced in May. So the announcement will be in May. All of the details will be in the show notes. So go grab that link at the end of this episode. So, like, inspired by all of this, right? I'm like, the people have reached out to me on social media to congratulate me, which I'm grateful for. And many people have asked me how I've been able to achieve all of this, because sometimes it might seem like I'm all over the place, right? I'm doing podcasting, I'm on social media, but I've always told you how I do these things, and all of this is just me, right? So as I grow, my plan is to hire a VA very soon. Is on my to-do list. I want to hire someone to do all of the operations, all of those tasks that come with running a business that I'm not very thrilled about. Like, I want to delegate those tasks to my VA. So people ask me, and you know, I told you that every single day I nap for an hour. Yes, during the day. Yes, that helps me with my mental health. So, like, I'm not crazily working on my business 24/7, right? But whenever I sit down to work, I produce quality work. And that's my goal for you, right? That's why I do this podcast, to share my tips, to share my learnings as I go on this journey, so that you come on this journey with me. So I decided to create this podcast episode titled How to Guarantee Your Success. And yes, there is a way for you to guarantee your success. And I promise you, if you do these seven things I'm going to tell you, just seven things, you will guarantee your success and you will be wealthy. Yes. I am ready to stake my last dollar on this. This is the system I use to create wealth for myself. So, number one, you have to believe 100% that wealth is infinite. There is an infinite supply of money. If you don't believe that, then your foundation is rocky. You have to believe that wealth is infinite. So here is proof that wealth is infinite. How can someone just sit, for example, I can sit down here in my office, come up with an idea, a business idea, create a platform to sell that business idea, and go out there, sell that business idea, and make money and create money that never existed. That's a simple proof to show you that money is infinite. Okay? So you have to believe that 100%. Many people believe that when you have more money, you've taken from other people. No. So money is not like a pie that you have to, like, when it's finished. No. There is an infinite supply of money, and you have to believe that 100% inside of you. Okay, step number two is to understand your identity as a wealthy, infinite human being. You have to, like, sometimes it's mind-boggling when you sit down and you think of how complex, how intricate we as human beings are. We are so divine, and we are so, in fact, God, in some of the scripture, he says we are gods. Like, we are so godlike. Until you understand the power you carry as a human being, like, you're gonna struggle to actually step into your identity as a wealthy person. So spend some time, do your research for yourself, and even looking at your life, you would, if you care to find evidence of what I'm talking about, you will find evidence of what I'm talking about. So you have to understand your identity as this wealthy, infinite human being who was created by a wealthy, infinite God to possess the earth in its fullness. You know, I am a person of faith, and when God created the earth, he said, go have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the animals on the earth. And you know, I live in Canada, I'm Canadian now, I'm naturalized Canadian. And one of the scripture on which this country, this amazing country that everyone is so envious of, did you know that this country is founded on that scripture in the Bible, that humans should go have dominion? So all of the resources we have in Canada, the wealth, the gold, the oil, all of these resources is proof that God actually wants us to be wealthy. Okay? That is your birthright. Wealth is your birthright. Like, you cannot have the fullness of life when you struggle with money. Like, there is no way. Oh my God, I'm going so long on this point, but I feel like I have to stress this point. Now, there is a fullness of being a human being that you will never experience if you are stuck in poverty. Take an example of this. Look at Oprah, right? She's become so wealthy that, like, she has money, so much money that she knows what to do with. And that has given her the space, the time to delve into her human ingenuity, to look inside and to explore her spirituality. Imagine if she was struggling to pay the bills. Imagine if she was struggling to pay her mortgage every month. Imagine if she was struggling to put food on the table. Do you think she would have that mental space to do all of the amazing things she's doing? No. I'm so passionate about this topic because this is what has helped me. And this is like something I've experienced. I have proof that these things work. Number three is to give more to your clients in use value than you take from them in monetary value. So, what does this mean? When you take $1,000 from a client, give more to them in use value than that monetary $1,000. That's the law of the universe. And I learned this back in 2013 when I first read the book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. If you have not read this book, in fact, just pause me right now and go bookmark that book on Amazon. You have to read the book. Like, I wish I can buy it and gift it to you. I should do that for all of my listeners. If I had your addresses, I'll actually buy the physical copy of this book and send it to your home address. It's called The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles. This book was written in 1910. That's over 100 years ago. Over 100 years ago, and the wisdom. I've actually read this book over, like, I'm not exaggerating, at least 15 times. I have it audible as well, so when I go on my daily walks, I just put it on. And it has such incredible wisdom. And one of the wisdom he shares in there is that to create wealth, to create massive wealth, you have to give to your clients more in use value than you take from them in monetary value. Yes. Okay, I need to get to move on because I'm going too long. Number four is you have to show up as your authentic self. You see, when you show up to sell your offers on Instagram, Facebook, social media, anywhere you tell people about what you offer, you have to show up as your authentic self. You see, many people copy other people because they don't believe that they can make money being their authentic selves. But here's the thing. Copying other people takes effort. Copying other people saps your energy. It drains you. You may not realize this, but the best thing you can do for yourself is to take the mask off, take the veil off. Remember when we had to go through COVID? Can you remember? I know for some it's a very distant memory, but when we all had to wear a mask, you know, like sometimes it's very uncomfortable to keep that mask on for so long. That's exactly how it feels when you are not authentic, when you are copying other people. It comes across, and your clients can actually sense that. So the best thing you can do for yourself is to take the mask off and just show up as your authentic self. Step number five, make your business fun and exciting. Yes. If your business isn't fun and exciting, it's going to be draining, it's going to drag you. When you think about your business, does your business turn you on? Are you excited to wake up in the morning? Or do you feel like, oh, this is something I have to do? When you have that I have to energy, it drains you from creating massive wealth. So think about this. How do you show up in your business? When you wake up in the morning and you think about going into your office to create value for your clients, to market your services, do you think, oh, I can't wait for the day to be over? Now, if your business is anything but fun, there is going to be, I want to say friction. There's going to be friction in creating wealth. This is why. Now, I've been studying a lot about human psychology, how making money works, how our brain works. So I have deep understanding on how this works. So there is a connection between our brains and our nervous system. Our nervous system is anything from our neck down, okay? And our nervous system would send signals to our brains. This is how human beings work, right? So our brains will listen to our nervous system, and our nervous system will give our brain signals, and our brain will take action. So in your business, if you are stressed, if you have this hustle energy, if you have this I have to energy, and you show up and you're white knuckling it, and it's a grind, you're stressed, your nervous system feels that and it sends a signal to your brain, and your brain makes a note in your mind. It makes a subconscious note in your mind that making money is stressful. And the subconscious mind, the only goal of your subconscious mind is to keep you safe. That's the primary goal of your subconscious mind. This was what kept us safe when we were in the cave, to keep us from wild animals, right? So when you have that energy in your business, your nervous system sends that signal to your brain, and your subconscious mind just pulls the brake, just pulls the handbrake on. And your subconscious mind says, well, making money is unsafe. Like your subconscious mind literally thinks it is unsafe to have more money. This is exactly why many female entrepreneurs struggle to make more money. Somebody would say, well, why would I have money blocks? Because logically, we want more money. Someone is earning $100,000 per year, and then there is a money block that blocks them from earning 250,000 per year. And so logically, when you think with your conscious mind, you know, the mind where you decide what to have for lunch, that's your conscious mind. When you think with your conscious mind, you're like, there is no way I'm against making money for myself, like making more money and making 250K. Yes, you're right. That's the logical mind. That's this conscious mind. But the subconscious mind already associates making money with feeling stressed, and it feels you are not safe. So subconsciously, you have those money blocks, and those money blocks are what keeps you from making money. And did you know that 95% of all of the decisions about finances come from our subconscious minds? Yes, 95%. So maybe the 5% of your mind wants more money, but 95% of your subconscious like says no. And that's why many people struggle with money. Yeah, like this is mind-boggling. When I discovered this, I'm like, wow. And this is why I'm so excited to help people discover the connection between their brain and their nervous system. When you make your business fun, when you make your business exciting, then you bring your subconscious mind on the journey. Your subconscious mind will become on board and it says, well, making more money is fun. Yes, that's how you're gonna make massive amounts of money. Okay, step number six. You have to love your clients fiercely. Yes. Making more money, if you really want to make massive wealth, you have to love your clients genuinely and fiercely. What does this mean? It means when you make offers, you're making offers with love for your clients. And it comes across when you make an offer with love. You're putting the best interest of your clients at the forefront, not your financial gain. Yes, financial gain will come in the end. It surely will come if you do all of these things. When you love your clients fiercely, you're going to show up fiercely. You're going to show up with love. You're going to actually give them more in use value than you take from them in monetary value. Yes. So you have to evaluate and do an audit of your business. Do all of these things fall in place for your business? Do you love your clients fiercely, 100%? Or when you make offers, are you just thinking about your next income goal? Oh, I have to make 500K this year. What do I have to do to make 500K this year? If you have that energy, it's not going to work long term. You have to come from the point of your service for your clients. And when you create offers, when you create products to serve your clients lovingly, oh gosh, people are going to throw their credit cards at you. Yes. 100%. The last step I have for you, step number seven, is to go all in. Quitting should be taken off the table. Quitting should not be an option. You are all in. So when you design a business you love, oh gosh, I love this so much. You go all in and you're like, this is it. I am going to be persistent. I am going to be resilient. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do the work to get the results I'm looking for. Quitting is not an option. Will you fail? Yes, 100%. Not everything you try at the first instance would work. You might try a strategy. Maybe you do Facebook ads, right, to your offers, and it doesn't work the first time. When you implement what I'm talking about in step number seven, you're gonna go all in. You're gonna have the mentality of, okay, it didn't work this time. What can I learn? Now, when you look back in history, all of the people that have created amazing things we enjoy today, that was the mindset they went in with. Imagine the Wright brothers, right? When they were thinking about creating the airplane, and they came up with this idea that, oh, we think humans can fly. So imagine this when they created, when they had this idea. Imagine the number of people that laughed at them at the time. Like, people just thought they were crazy. But they had to go deep using their imagination and belief. They had to have belief in what they were doing, and they had to have the tenacity to keep trying over and over and over. Think about Thomas Edison when he was trying to create a light bulb. We know he tried over, well, almost 10,000 times. Legend has it that he succeeded at the 10,000th time. So imagine us right now. How many people try something, they tried first, second, third time, and they give up? If you truly, truly want to create massive wealth, you have to decide to go all in. Yes. So I am so invested in your success. I want to know how all of these things I've shared in this podcast, how is it landing for you? Send me a DM. A few of you have been sending me DMs. I love reading your DMs. So send me your DMs. What's landing for you? What's coming up for you? Do you have questions? Is it resonating with you? Are you having aha moments? I want to hear your aha moments. Or maybe you have questions. Maybe there are areas you don't agree with what I'm talking about. I'm open to having the conversation because this is exactly how we grow, my friends. I love you all so much. I know today I went a little long, but I felt like it was so needed. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll see you back here next episode. Please remember, if you have not left me a review, go into the show notes, grab that link, go leave me a review, get all the details because I want you to be entered into with a chance to win $1,000 cash. Yes, cash. Okay, I'll see you back here in the next episode. Take care, bye. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.